Hi, I'm Bob Price, and next at noon, we're spotlighting a political event that's scheduled to happen later this week in the Twin Tiers. A who's who of political prognosticators will be taking part in an online forum this Thursday night from 7 till 9 on mytwintiers.com. Political chaos, civil disobedience, and the ongoing violence in America will be a few of the topics they'll be discussing. Leading that discussion will be Dr. Steve Coleman of Elmira. I spoke to him earlier today, and here's some of that conversation.
The Republican Party is splintered. The Democratic Party is splintered. Last summer, we saw mayhem and violence on the streets of many cities, and that very well could happen again this summer. So, again, when you put all this together, I think politically there's been fireworks in America, and there will be fireworks at Political Pundit Night coming up this Thursday.
Yeah. We're seeing cities like Rochester and Buffalo, record homicide rates. They're on pace to break records as far as gun violence goes. And just this week, we saw another mass shooting in Rochester. We saw last week a lot of the voters had it with the incumbents, and they voted them out. We saw a self-described socialist win the mayor's race in Buffalo, Steve. Nobody saw that coming, but the voters are really saying, throw the bums out this year. Aren't they?
Yes, they are. The voters are very frustrated. And one of the things I think people are upset about is that they realize there are really bad cops that should not be cops. But that doesn't mean every cop is a bad cop. And a lot of the cops aren't really as engaged as they were because they're afraid they're going to be criticized and prosecuted and all that. So what's happening with that is the criminals feel they now have a license to do what they want, when they want. And, of course, we have the bail reform in New York State,
yeah,
where people commit crimes and then go to court and they're released, you know, and then they go out and commit another crime.
Yeah.
So we have political chaos. We have chaos on the streets. And things have really gone south in the United States.
Yeah. Would you say that things are just as bad, if not worse, when it comes to the rift in this country and the political chaos, as you put it, now that the Biden administration has taken over? Things were pretty bad in the Trump administration, Steve. But would you say things are just as bad, if not worse, as far as the political divisions in America?
I think they're worse, Bob. The House and the Senate, Republican and Democrats, are splintered between each party, but also within each party. So it's going to be hard to do anything. But then on the streets, again, people feel they have a license because of the criticism of the police and what's happened. People feel they can do what they want when they want, and they're going to get away with it. It's crazy, 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 crazy. And this summer, we're going to have a hot summer, I think. And we had violence on the streets last summer, and I think, I hate to say this, but I think we're going to have violence on the streets this summer.
The fireworks edition of Dr. Steve Coleman's Political Pundit Night this Thursday, 7 till 9, exclusively on mytwintiers.com. That's mytwintiers.com. Go there and log in and watch what should be a fruitful debate, Steve. Give us an idea of how that evening will go. Who do you have in the batting lineup this time?
Well, we have Bill Schramm, who's the sheriff of Chemung County, Georgia Verdier, the local NAACP president, Dan Mandel, who's the mayor of Elmira. We had peaceful protests in Elmira last summer. Frank Akam, the conservative voice of the Twin Tiers. Tom Santulli, political commentator, and he's the former Chemung County executive. So we have a whole group of pundits.
Well, that sounds like, you know, the Midsummer Classic is coming up. That sounds like an all-star game right there, Steve. You got some heavy hitters in the lineup there for this discussion on Thursday night. And we want all our listeners to, if they can, it doesn't matter if you live in Elmira or not, Steve, you can benefit from this discussion, right?
Absolutely. And one person I did not mention in the lineup, Bob, is Joe Sempelinski. He's the Steuben County Republican chair.
Yep.
And he may run for Congress, and that's the seat being vacated by the current incumbent Tom Reed, the 23rd congressional districts.
That's political analyst Dr. Steve Kolb in his 23rd Political Pundit Night, set for this Thursday night from 7 till 9 on mytwintiers.com.